Well, Ron Lucca is author of a book called Black Holes and Organizations, Define, Diffuse, Dissect, the Internal Destruction of Organizations and Its Effects on You. Thanks for joining us, Ron.
Thank you very much, Lauren. Glad to be here.
I think most of us who work alongside any more than two people can relate to the premise of your book, that there are certain employees or departments that just seem to gum up the works and make life difficult for the rest of us. I think we've all been there, right?
Yes, exactly. You know, once somebody hears about the concept about black holes and organizations, it lines right up to their historical thinking and their experiences. This is true.
So when you talk about black holes, that's exactly what you're talking about, though, eh? That the guy who seems to always not get his work done right, or that department where the files just seem to go missing?
And, well, one criteria also is it's unaware. Management is unaware of the root cause of the problem. Management might or might not see the damage occurring to the organization in the area of cash flow deteriorating, margins deteriorating, unhappy customers or whatever, but they're definitely unaware of the root causes. And the root causes are not just one. It has to be many. There's some volume of breaks at the lower levels occurring.
Well, why are so bosses out to lunch when this kind of thing happens? I mean, often we think our boss is a bit of an idiot anyway, don't we? A lot of employers kind of feel that way, and here they are missing these black holes in organizations. Why is that?
Well, they've got a lot of responsibility on their plate, and here's what happens. They put a lot of attention, and rightly so, at the top end of the organization because that's where the leverage is. They can leverage their time. They can leverage the company's resources and abilities, and they tend to stop at business processes and not look below business processes. Well, here's where the rot starts to occur, below business processes, where the product is being shipped to the customer when it's damaged or it's being packaged incomplete, or no one's taking the burr off the edge before the material is being sent to the customer, or nobody's phoning prospects and all of a sudden customers leave and through attrition your sales decline. See, so, the failure of these basic activities in volume below the level of business processes, which is causing a lot of damage.
So what should bosses be doing?
They should be somehow systematically, whether it's hiring us or bringing some force in to comb through the organization to look for these many small breaks and opportunities at this level, usually below business processes, and repair these breaks, review, repair, review, repair, review, and ratchet the organization up.
These black holes in organizations can really make life difficult for those who are good performers, right?
The good performers actually leave, and that's one of the symptoms that a serious black hole has already infected the organization, because good people will tolerate a bad situation only so long. If they don't see the company getting its act together, they'll move on.
Do bosses, do you think, often turn a blind eye because they hate dealing with the black holes in the organization? I mean, it's something bosses don't like getting their hands dirty, eh?
Well, it's not as much maybe turning a blind eye as, or maybe that is the right word, not being able to confront the problem because they don't know there's a solution to the problem.
Mm.
And if we don't know if there's a solution to something, we always avoid it. But as soon as they realize there's a solution and that it's real to them because maybe they've experienced it a bit, then all of a sudden it becomes part of their portfolio, one of their tools that they're, we don't want black holes in this organization, therefore we're going to do something to prevent the black holes from occurring in the first place.
I don't know if you have an answer to this question or if your book explores it in full detail, but do you think that black holes, what's your opinion? Do you think that black holes, you know, individuals who work in a department which is a black hole, even know that they are black holes? Do they realize how maybe inept they are?
Well, it's not necessarily just the people themselves. It's the process. It's
right.
The system. There's many, many, many good people throughout the organization. And I actually call a lot of these clerks heroes because they're holding the organization together. An organization that's been broken down, deteriorated over time, and it's the clerks that are actually making anything work at all. And that's the way I would word it. There's many, many heroes in the organization that the management is completely unaware of.
And this can really impact, it can spread like a virus through your company, can't it?
Oh, definitely. Like in one organization, we were doing work in one area, accounts receivables, and the black hole was so bad we had to write off $17 million. In AR alone.
Wow.
But the black hole permeated the organization. It spread. And there was another $23 million written off in other departments. And this is very typical. If a black hole is not contained earlier on, it will spread.
Ron, very interesting stuff. Where can we get more information on your book and where is it available?
Well, anyone can start at the website, www.blackholebook.com. And there will be links there to iUniverse, Amazon, Chapters, elsewhere, including retailers could link in and purchase for their store. And we are talking with the distributor. And when I get back from Vancouver next week, hopefully that document will be signed.
Well, may your days, Ron, be filled with no black hole holes in any of your organization or in distributing your book.
So. I appreciate that, Lauren.
Ron Luca, author of Black Holes in Organizations, Define, Diffuse, Dissect, the Internal Destruction of Organization and Its Effect on You. Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Lauren.
Bye-bye.